As we have been promising, we're going to chat with a couple of ladies from Cottage Hospital. Our topic for the next few minutes is aquatic therapy. Emily Hill is with us and Jessica Thornton-Sherman. Good morning, ladies. How you doing?
Good morning.
Glad to have you along here with us. Did you guys have a long drive in this morning?
About a half an hour.
Okay.
25 minutes.
Okay. So, yeah, you guys commute then, don't you?
A little bit.
Driving through the rain.
Yes.
So you drove through some snow quite a few times and some ice this winter then, huh?
We did.
Luckily, I was on maternity leave most of the winter, so I didn't have to deal with that.
Safe travels for everybody, though?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
All right, good. All right, so our topic, as we said, is going to be aquatic therapy. Before we do that, let's kind of check out the background, Emily.
Okay.
Of you just a little bit. You know, how'd you get here?
To Cottage?
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in northern Maine and was always really interested in how the human body worked. Even in high school, I loved classes like anatomy and biology. Yeah. So kind of PT seemed like the natural progression of things as I went through school. So I graduated in 2011 from Husson University with my doctorate degree in physical therapy. My husband and I moved to the area, I think in 2006 for his job, and we've been here ever since.
And they moved south. Whereabouts in Maine? Up in northern Maine?
Yeah, I'm from Caribou.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I've been to Caribou once. It was a long time ago. I didn't think I would ever get there.
Most people don't.
It's pretty up there.
It is pretty.
Yeah, but you get some brutal winters.
Oh, yeah. They still have a ton of snow.
Yeah. Wow. All right. And how about you? Jessica Thornton-Sherman, you also commute 25 minutes or so down to work?
Well,
yeah?
I live in Waterford, so okay. not too bad.
Not so bad.
Straight down 91.
Yeah.
I grew up in St. Johnsbury and left the area briefly, but went to college at UVM.
Okay.
And then came back to the area, and I've been back at Cottage for 3 years now. I'm the director of rehab there. Okay. And I've been in management and working as a physical therapist now for 26 years.
Wow. So you got some stories, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. So what is that? What does your job entail then? If you've been doing it that long, what is it?
I do treat patients as well, which I'll never give that up no matter what. That's why I went into it to begin with.
Yeah.
Love working with people and basically just overseeing our department. We have an outpatient facility.
Sure.
And we have about 18 staff on a day-to-day basis, but I also oversee cardiac rehab and the inpatient side of the hospital. So
A lot of patients. Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've said our topic is aquatic therapy. What is that? Who wants to?
So aquatic therapy is essentially physical therapy that takes place in the water.
Awesome. So is the healing process faster because it's in water?
Well, it can be because
it depends what your injury is.
Well, so the healing process can be faster because I was going to talk a little bit about a lot of the properties of water. One of the properties of water is hydrostatic pressure. And so because of pressure on the body in the water, you can increase blood flow to the muscles in the body, which, you know, theoretically would increase healing. So, but yeah, so aquatic physical therapy is a little bit different. A lot of people think about aquatic exercise and they say, oh yeah, my pool has, you know, an aquatic exercise program that I can sign up for. So what's the difference with aquatic exercise versus therapy? So, I mean, aquatic exercise is usually like a group situation in which you have someone leading a bunch of exercises. So with the aquatic physical therapy, it's under the direction of a skilled physical therapist, a licensed physical therapist or a physical therapy assistant. And your program is really tailored specifically to the patient and taking into account their, you know, their medical history and kind of what impairments they have that might limit some of the exercises you do. So
that kind of leads to our question, who benefits from aquatic therapy? Who's going to answer that one?
I can. So almost anyone can. And like I said, so water, like I said, has a lot of really awesome properties. So let's talk about, you know, buoyancy for a second, because I think a lot of people, you know, can relate to this a little bit, you know, when the water, things can float. So buoyancy is going to unload body weight from a patient. So I'll give you a few examples of how we can benefit from this when we exercise. So say someone broke their ankle and they can only partially weight bear on that ankle. So in the clinic on land, we're going to be quite limited to what we're able to do for exercises. You know, we can't really have them up walking yet with full weight bearing on the ankle.
Mm-hmm.
So you put them in the water and say we're in water up to like mid chest level, they're only going to be about 70-75% of their body weight.
Right. It's going to take some load off it.
You're going to take some load off of them. And so now we're able to start working on, you know, walking mechanics and doing a lot of standing exercises that, you know, we might not be able to do or we wouldn't be able to do on land. Yeah.
So certain patients are going to benefit and some can't benefit from this, right?
Well, there's certain medical conditions in which you're not allowed, that I can't allow you to go in the water.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, I can list a few of those in case people are interested. So cardiac failure and incontinence of urine or fecal incontinence, that one's pretty obvious, an open wound, infectious disease, uncontrolled seizures, skin conditions like inactive psoriasis or something like that, and uncontrolled diabetes and blood pressure, uncontrolled blood pressure issues. You know, so when you say open wound, you know, some post-operative patients will still have wounds, but as long as they're healed enough, you know, we can judge on, you know, what that looks like and consult with the surgeon to see if we're able to get them in.
Does water temperature change the dynamics of this any?
It can. The viscosity of water is going to change as the temperature changes, but I mean, I don't think people are really going to be able to pick up on that. So in terms of, you know,
that's
comfort
something you
level,
would monitor more than they would, obviously.
Yeah.
They're going to say if it's warm or cold, right?
Right. So in terms of comfort level, you know, the water at the pool is usually between 83 and 86 degrees, which, you know, is a little bit colder than body temperature. So when you first walk in, I think people kind of feel like, oh, this is a little chillier than expected, but it's actually a really comfortable level to exercise at. Once you get moving, you know, you really don't want it too much warmer than that.
So how big is the area that you put
patient
in?
I'm not good at it.
Well, it's not a swimming pool.
It's not a swimming pool.
I mean,
it's a smaller 12
by 12.
Pool. No, I'd say it's bigger than that.
Okay.
So it's different.
You mentioned we are leasing the pool at Evergreen Fitness Center in
Lisbon. Okay, that was the next question,
because
you don't do this at Cottage.
No.
It's off-premise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is, yes. And they've been great working with us, and it's the pool is only for our patients, two afternoons a week.
Okay.
And they don't allow any other people in there at the time, so it's one-on-one care.
So typically in the course of a week, how many patients would you maybe see then?
I have eight slots available during the week. So I'm there from noon to 3 in the pool on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons.
So the aquatic therapy you're using more and more, that's being brought into patients?
Yes.
Healing them depending on what the situation is? So one of our questions is the difference between aquatic physical therapy and aquatic exercise. There's a difference?
Well, that's kind of what I talked about at the beginning.
Okay.
How, you know, the physical therapy is under the direction of the skilled therapist to tailor the program specifically to your medical background and needs.
Yeah, I'm thinking sort of get in the pool with leg weights on and I run in place, or are you just going to have us walk around, or are you sitting in a chair?
You know, it's a little bit of every, you know.
Is it?
Yeah, sometimes
it depends what the problem is.
To you. Yeah,
it
totally depends on what you're coming to see me for and your ability level.
Yeah.
And, that, you know, that's another great thing about water is you can really tailor the program to the patient's ability level. So because of the viscosity of water, the harder you push against the water, the harder it's going to push back against you.
Sure.
So, you know, people that are really fit athletes might think, I might not really benefit so much from water therapy. You know, I think it kind of, people don't necessarily think of it that way. But you can really push yourself hard in the water and, you know, get a really good workout in it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do some stuff sitting. I do some stuff with weights, some stuff with flotation devices.
Yeah.
So the water level, it ranges from 2 feet to 5 feet in the pool that we're in.
How long's a patient usually in the water?
About 40, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a point then where you don't want to extend that for certain reasons, or does it depend on what you're treating the patient for?
I mean, I guess you could extend it. Our slots with each patient are about 45 minutes is a typical treatment time for physical therapy.
Wow. Aquatic therapy, is a lot to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't there?
Lots of fun.
Emily, yeah, it sounds like Emily Hill and Jessica Thornton Sherman are with us. We'll take a break. They're from Cottage Hospital, and as we said, our topic is aquatic therapy. And we have a message from our sponsor, taking a look at the weather forecast for the listening area. Then we'll come back and continue chatting with the ladies about aquatic therapy at Cottage Hospital. All right, back to our topic, aquatic therapy. Emily Hill and Jessica Thornton Sherman are with us from Cottage Hospital. A lot of interesting stuff I've learned already.
Good.
You think it would be simple, but it's pretty technical stuff, isn't it?
Well, I guess it could be.
So.
But it seems like you both really enjoy your jobs.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, we do.
Definitely. Yeah,
that's good.
This is a new service line that we just added.
Okay.
To our physical therapy department.
And the aquatic part of it?
It is, okay. Yes. And so Emily has been going to the pool at Evergreen, where we're providing physical therapy in the water. And for since September?
Yeah, September.
Okay, so it is new then. Wow. All right, so somebody wants to get booked in to do aquatic therapy. They need a referral? How does that
work? They do, yeah. Their primary care physician, or really any physician that they're seeing, a provider can give them a prescription for aquatic therapy or a referral, and they can fax it to our department, and we set them up for an evaluation to figure out what would be best for them.
Yeah.
And then they can schedule at Evergreen with Emily.
So is some of this like repetitious? You treat all the patients for a similar situation, or are they all different?
I mean, every patient's completely different.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. So that makes it even more interesting for you as well.
Yeah.
Now, are you both working with the same patient at the same time, or you have your patients and...
No, we have our own patients.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
How about transportation? Because you said this is off-premise. This is halfway between, almost in Littleton, actually, between Lisbon and Littleton. The cottage obviously is in Woodsville. So how does that work?
Right. Well, for Vermont Orange County residents, the stagecoach will provide a free ride to Lisbon, to Evergreen.
All right.
If they're on Medicaid, if they're over 60 years old or disabled, they have volunteer drivers. And if they're scheduled in advance, they'll take them to and from the pool. Which is great. And then Horse Meadow Senior Center for residents of Woodsville, Pike, Benton, North Haverhill, Haverhill, Bath, and Monroe residents can ride for free, also with volunteer drivers to and from the pool. And then Dave's Taxi is also available, and it's a covered ride if you're on Medicaid. Otherwise, it's out of pocket.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get there.
And we do, and we,
or you can drive yourself.
Or you can drive yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, and we can help facilitate scheduling those rides as well.
Right.
Our front office staff.
All right. And so, roughly, how many patients are you treating right now? Maybe I asked you that, but
in the pool,
or in total, just totally, yeah.
Oh goodness, I don't know. Like I said, I can do up to 4 in an afternoon, so 8 in a week.
Yeah.
And sometimes
in
people,
pool.
Yeah, in the pool. And sometimes people come to see me just once a week, and sometimes I have patients that are in there twice a week.
Yeah.
It really all depends on, you know, your needs and, you know, what we decide is going to be best for
rehab. Obviously,
you're
in the water with them.
I am, yeah.
So what does the patient wear?
Yeah, that's a great question, because a lot of people are really concerned about this. They think, oh, I need to get in a bathing suit. I really don't want to do that. So you can wear a bathing suit if you want, but I have a lot of people that come in just in shorts and a t-shirt.
Okay.
I've even had people that come in because they're worried about getting cold. They'll have like a lightweight, you know, zip-up type jacket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing really heavy, because obviously the more clothes you wear in the water, the heavier you're going to be.
That's right, yeah.
But really whatever you're comfortable in the water.
Okay.
So...
Aquatic therapy. Interesting. So we've addressed quite a few of the things that are part of that. I mean, what are we leaving out that you still want to tell our listeners?
So in terms of people are always curious, like, what do I need for equipment? So a lot of the exercise equipment that we're going to be, or all the exercise equipment that we would need, I provide. But I always do recommend to people, make sure you bring your own towel, because we don't provide towels.
Mm-hmm.
And then some sort of non-slip shoe for the pool deck. And the locker rooms, the floor can get, when it gets wet, it can get a little slippery.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those water shoes that you wear in the lake in the summer, those actually work out really great. And I'm informed that you can pick them up for just a few bucks over down at Walmart.
Yeah. We kayak, and that's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you're stepping on some stuff that does not feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good idea.
But they're also safer for the pool deck, so.
Right. Yeah, do you need to know how to swim?
No, that's a great question. You do not need to know how to swim. I mean... a lot of times we're exercising in water that's about mid-chest level deep. I do take patients into the deeper end, and when we do that, we usually have flotation device. So if you don't know how to swim, you know, that's not a lot of, we're not actually swimming. We're doing a lot of different kinds of other activities and exercises.
How deep's the water?
So anywhere from 2 feet to 5 feet. And so most people can touch in the deep end, unfortunately.
Yeah. So what if somebody's scared of water?
You can't.
You can swim, but you're still scared of water. I mean, some people are.
So I mean, if you have like a severe fear of water, then aquatic therapy is probably not for you.
Okay.
But I have had patients that are a little hesitant in the water. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can take, you know, the first part of that first session and kind of become comfortable with it. And I'm right there with you. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like we've had an issue. Like, people usually, you know, become comfortable in it, and it becomes, you know, a nice session.
Yeah, good.
It is one-on-one with the therapist. So
that's a good point too. It's not like you're in the pool with two or three other people.
Right.
Sometimes it could be an embarrassing situation, so you keep the patient comfortable in that sense as well.
Mm-hmm.
This has been going on since September. It's relatively new. So how's it working out so far?
I think it's been great.
Yeah. People really enjoy it. Yeah. Especially through the winter months, it's nice to get in some warm water and exercise. And I'm hoping to expand the hours with Evergreen eventually, and hoping to take more patients. So we can always, even if there's only a couple slots left or not any slots that day, they've worked with us to expand the hours and add other slots where we need them.
Yeah, you kind of answered my next question, because I'm sure you've got some ideas in mind where you want to make the program better and what you have in mind for the next two or three years. I mean, other things besides what you just said?
Oh, yes.
I mean, thinking down the road? Okay, so what would that be?
Well, they also have a treatment room at Evergreen that they're allowing us to use.
Okay.
So if somebody does not want to be in the water, but they may work in Littleton and live in Wells River or vice versa, and the hours at the hospital don't work for them, we can also do their therapy session at Evergreen in their treatment room there, and eventually hoping to expand that as well.
Okay. So you started this in September of last year. What kind of brought that to the surface, so to speak, so that you would start doing the aquatic therapy? What was the background of that?
There had been an aquatic therapy program there before.
Okay.
And they stopped it, and the other facility stopped it. And now we feel that there's a need in the community for aquatic therapy. And so we've been looking into it and working with Evergreen, and it seems to be working out.
Brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brought it back.
Sometimes taking a break for something, you kind of reorganize, you get your thoughts all, you know, straightened out again, and the second time around can be a lot better than the first time.
Yes.
Sounds like it's working out really well.
I think so.
It's great. Aquatic therapy at Cottage Hospital. But to be part of that, you have to get a referral from your doctor.
Correct.
And then once you get that, things get worked out, transportation and all those issues.
Yes. And the referral will go to Cottage Hospital Rehab.
Okay. All right. So Emily Hill and Jessica Thornton Sherman have been with us chatting about aquatic therapy at Cottage Hospital. So besides getting the referral from your doctor, if people want to maybe, you know, step up the pace, are there other ways? Just contact Cottage and you help them from there?
We can. Mm-hmm. We also have a maintenance program, but you do have to have been a patient of ours in order to enter that.
All right.
But if you have a diagnosis of something you want treated, ache or pain or anything,
that's what we're looking for.
You can definitely give us a call and we can talk about it.
All right. So next week, it looks like on the 6th, we're going to talk about annual wellness visits with Rebecca Daniels and Christina King.
Yes.
Cottage Hospital is keeping us busy here.
That's good.
Go ahead.
We do have two other therapists coming later in May, I believe, to talk about vertigo and balance disorders.
That's right. Richard Gunta?
Genta.
Genta. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And Ann Foldiak. Both of them specialize in balance, and Richard actually treats a lot of vertigo patients and has had a lot of success with that.
Interesting. Yeah, it's a lot of great conversations we'll have with Cottage Hospital. We've got you guys booked right up until the end of July of this year. So
perfect.
Well, there's plenty of things I'm sure to talk about, obviously. Aquatic therapy. Final comments, Emily Hill, Jessica Thornton Sherman. You first, Emily?
Jess, you know, I think it's a great place for people to work out in and, you know, gain some function. Great way to strengthen and exercise, especially if you're feeling limited with land-based activities.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Any questions? Give us a call.
Okay. Can you also check you out online? Go to their website?
Yes.
Will there also be a link to it as well?
There isn't a link yet, but
there will be.
There's our number, phone number's there, and there will be eventually, yes.
Always great to talk with somebody, right?
Yes. Right.
Well, nice to meet you, ladies.
Yes, you as well.
Good
Thank
luck.
You.
Brand new project, actually, if it started just in September.
Yes, thank
All right,
you.
Good. Aquatic therapy at Cottage Hospital. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
You as well.